The New York City subway system was running again today after the longest stoppage in its history. Thousands of people had been stranded in the tunnels when the power went out and passengers left. But 33 hours later, Strappainers marched right back underground. NPR's David Kestenbaum rode the No. 6 Lexington Avenue train up and down Manhattan's east side today and filed this report.
When I stepped on the subway, I shouted the obvious question. Is everyone happy the subways are running? The passengers put down what they were reading and nodded. That was the typical response, except this guy. Chris Delaney, a 34-year-old gardener heading uptown with a pair of pruning shears.
Clear of the closing doors, please.
You happy to be on the subway again?
No. I'm never happy to be on subway. I don't like being underground.
Have you figured out what you're going to do with your body when you die?
Probably have it cremated and spread across the earth.
Maybe up in the space station or something.
No. It's encapsulated. I want my body to go back where it came from.
Were you on the subway when they stopped?
No. I just missed it.
That would have been a nightmare for you, huh?
I would have handled it. I have a flashlight.
Get out, show me.
I have a flashlight around my neck. A tiny little light is very powerful.
Man, so don't you have the sense right now that the power could go out?
Yeah. Anytime, man. Hope for the best, but expect the worst. That's how I live my life. And I'm always prepared. I always have water, flashlight, knife, you know, my leather man, just in case. Well, here's some Starburst. And there's a trail mix bar in here somewhere. There you go. This is enough food to last me a couple of days. And I got enough water to last me, you know, if I use it well, a couple of days. Got an umbrella.
At the end of another subway car sat William Kindero. No survival gear, just a newspaper.
Yes, I'm very happy they're running again, yeah. That's obvious, right?
How have you been getting around the last couple of days?
In the buses, yeah, because they're free and air conditioning, and that's what I've been running around yesterday, all day, yeah.
All day you rode the bus?
All day and night.
Did you see anybody else doing what you were doing?
Yeah, families, all families. Cookies and milk and spilling everything on the floor, but they were having fun, yesterday.
Like a moving hotel, he said. At the Astor Place stop, a man in dreadlocks stood waiting for a train. Yes, the subway is running, but the city, where you can get anything anytime, was otherwise letting him down.
I'm looking to hopefully accomplish getting my check cashed today. Going to Florida on Monday, you know, it really would suck if I have no money. Really sucks, man. Really sucks. Believe me. You know, so it's one of the hard luck stories, I guess, of the blackout. This is my last stop, actually. It's a check cash. It's not there.
This place is 24/7, like, rip you off places.
That's where I'm going now, to get ripped off, to pay. That's my next stop, to get ripped off by the check cash institution.
Okay, what's your name?
Brooks.
What's the last name?
Brooks.
Brooks?
Tony Brooks.
People have odd relationships with public transportation. They either love it or treat it like a boyfriend they're thinking of breaking up with. After the blackout, everyone was ready to forgive. That included Nina Shapiro, who lives in Brooklyn. Hi, I'm a reporter with National Public Radio. Hi. Are you happy to be on the subway again?
Yes.
Are you sorry for every mean thing you ever said about the New York subway system?
No. Why should I be sorry?
The subway was among the last things to come back. Last night, power flickered on in the major remaining dark sections of town. One woman said she could hear cheers ring out. It was like when the Mets won in 1986. Another man said he thought there should be a national holiday to celebrate electricity. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, New York.